Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down and you up so bad you will wish we didn't up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. You're listening to episode number 27. Here with us today, we've got Matt, Alex, Nick, and myself.
Hey! I am
Adam. Hello, everybody.
That was me!
How are you doing?
That was Matt!
This is Nick.
That's a lot of vodka in my juice.
Matt is Alex.
That's Alex.
So, let's get right on into it. Matt, what games have you been playing?
I've been playing Spirit Tracks for Nintendo DS. There's a lot of downtime at work now, so I've been playing that at work. I beat the Snow Dungeon, which is cool. Also the Fire Dungeon at the same time.
How does that even work?
I don't know. It's crazy. The boss is both ice and fire, and you have to use both to defeat him. And that was a fun boss battle. Fun dungeon. Great dungeon design in that game.
That was a fire and ice ball.
Yeah, it was obviously designed by like some sort of like Mensa team. You know, it's a head scratcher. It's a knee slapper. Get it.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, I've also been playing. Did I say Spirit Tracks?
Yeah.
You did say Spirit Tracks.
Okay, well, I've been playing that. I just beat the Snow Dungeon, which is also the Fire Dungeon.
Alex, what games have you been playing?
I've been playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night, where you play as.
That's for DS?
No. That's for.
What is it
PlayStation
for?
1.
Oh, really?
Does that have My Favorite Vampires, the ones from Twilight?
I like how you know all of your favorite vampires
come from Twilight.
Well, you've got Eddie Collins, Nina, Jeff,
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
How could you forget Bobby? No, this has Alucard and Dracula and
Dr. Acula.
Dr. Acula.
Is he drinking wine Draculas?
He's actually drinking wine. He actually is drinking wine, and he throws the wine glass on the ground.
Is it wine or is
he's
it blood?
Jewish. Mazel tov. He got married.
He got married to Alucard's mom and nails.
Inkheart, my favorite movie. Inkheart.
Adam, quick question.
Yes.
If you have if you have a wedding, are you going to have a traditional Jewish wedding, or are you going to have a regular, normal wedding that God won't hate?
That's also full of love.
That the union will actually accept as a real wedding.
I'm going to have a video game themed wedding where I'm going to be Mario and my bride is going to be Princess Peach.
But what if you get gay married?
That is terrible.
In the future, everyone will get gay married.
Then I'm going to be Mario and he's going to be Luigi.
Wait, so are your best men going to be Luigi?
Oh, that's incesty.
Yeah. Oh, that's
no. They're all going to be toads.
No.
Okay.
One guy's Luigi, the rest of them toads.
All right. Here's my wedding. I am going to be dressed as Mario, of course, because he's just the classic good guy. And my wife is going to be Kratos.
But she can't grow the mustache.
No top.
She's going to be all body painted. Best man is going to be Master Chief. Maid of honor is going to be Samus, of course. My dad is going to be dressed up like Toad. My grandpa is going to be dressed up like a racist, a closet racist who hates gay people.
I'm just getting all Final Fantasy characters. I'm going to be my favorite character, Sephiroth, of course. I'm going to have a big sword, and then my wife is going to be Ares, and I'm going to stab her.
With your dingus?
With my dingus. Oh, man.
Very good.
Guys, I just want to say that all the Final Fantasy characters, do they have dinguses? Everyone, write in WTPodcast@gmail.com. What's your favorite dingus in the Final Fantasy world?
Who's got the biggest dingus?
Who's got the biggest dingus?
And in the end, and by the end of this episode, we will give you the answer.
Ah, dingus.
All right.
But
Nick,
for real, hold on, guys. I just want to get a little personal here. If I ever get married, all of you are going to be in my wedding party.
Score.
Except for Adam.
Can I be in your?
Not.
Can
score.
I be in the band?
No, you're going to be a groomsman.
Adam's
going to be a maid of honor. Nick.
A maid of honor?
Nick, you're going to be the bride. I'm not going to be the groom.
The
groom
the
is a mystery. Yeah, I'm the priest. This is when I'm performing marriages. The groom. Guys, pick Nick's groom. WTPodcast@gmail.com. Who is Nick going to be the bride of?
Ash's mom.
Chucky.
Chucky? Did you say Chucky?
I did.
All right.
Bulbasaur.
What have I been playing, Adam? Well, good question.
Yes, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Dead Space for
Dude
the PlayStation
Space.
3. Dude Space.
And how do you like it?
It's a good game. It's like Doom meets Resident Evil, but instead of like you have to fight a bad guy, you just have to run a bunch of errands and repair stuff, and then all these monsters get in your way while you're trying to do your job. Because that's my only problem with the game is that I don't know. There's not like a really like linear narrative. It's more like, hey, Isaac, there's some stuff over on this side of the ship. Go get it for us. Oh no, there's stuff over on the other side of the ship. Go get that too. And so far, the first 5 chapters have been nothing but that. But it's still fun. So,
have you shot any people yet?
I shot a guy in the dingus.
Well, that's good.
I cut off his dingus with a saw.
Wait, they have dinguses in that game?
Yeah. I found out that there's these monsters that they're like the aliens, and they turn everybody into the necromorphs, and they like hop on dead bodies and turn them into bad guys. And so now
like the flood.
Yeah, kind of. And now I just walk around. Whenever I see a dead human body, I just stomp it. And I stomp it to pieces so it can't turn into an alien.
Does that actually work?
It did, for one.
Sweet.
But, yeah. It's a good game. Yeah,
You can't do that in something like Resident Evil, and that always bothered me.
Yeah.
It's like dead bodies on the ground. Ooh, gee, I wonder what's going to happen to them.
Yeah. But, it's good. I mean, I know that I'm a little late because I mean that game's 2 years old now.
Nick's a regular ding.
Did you? How much did you get it for?
$10. Wait, how much did I get? $20.
$20.
$18.99.
Speaking of some good deals, I picked up Chronicles of Riddick for $20, and also now Brutal Legend is $20. I'm thinking about getting that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh nice. I might have to get that.
When games are $20, I love it. When they're $30, yes. It still feels like a ripoff to me.
Yeah.
I'm like Ratchet and Clank for $30. Yeah, right. Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, I mean $20 is just like that have to buy it price.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also have been playing Resident Evil 5, the Mercenaries mode.
Have you been playing with Laura at all?
No, I haven't, because I've been...
Oh.
I haven't. I've been just playing split screen.
We tried to play video games with Laura on the weekend, and she didn't answer me till Monday.
Jerk.
Yeah.
God.
And I've been playing Home, but I've been going to the mall to buy some cool clothes, and then I just keep getting booted.
Yeah, and the Home guys were fighting some guys in the mall.
Oh, yeah, we fought a bunch of guys in the mall that were saying that we aren't cool because we don't have gold suits. And we told them that gold suits are gaudy and ridiculous, and nobody should ever have those. And they were just saying, well, you're just saying that because you can't afford them. But no, a cool leather jacket is much, it's like street smart.
What about a gold leather jacket?
No, thank you. Then a guy's going to try to get all up in your grill and steal your cool jacket.
Well, then you just got to beat him down, because you can do that, because you're so cool.
But the thing is Home guys start the fight. We don't get fights started on us. We'll walk up to your girlfriend and punch her in the face, and then we'll make out with her unconscious body while you watch and cry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part about Home, is that you pick fights with everybody, and then when it gets to that point where you would punch them in the face, you can just talk to them. Because there's no punching in that game. But I usually ready to punch, and then I just talk to them.
I mean, you could, with the PlayStation Move coming out, you know, you actually can punch. And, you know, just throw that thing straight through your TV and everything will be groovy.
That'd be awesome. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Anyway. Alright,
so I've been playing some FF13. I'm enjoying it a lot, surprisingly. Been playing some Pokemon Gold, also very much enjoying that. I went to a Brawl tournament, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Did you win?
And I did very poorly.
Aww.
I was not happy. Yeah. Alex, you said you won something for them?
Won a Melee tournament at Rutgers.
Oh.
In 2005.
Nice. Oh. I see. I thought that was recently.
No, fucking dumb shit.
Well, excuse me, Princess.
That was, God. 5 years ago.
Yeah, well.
A Melee tournament.
Like, oh, you won a tournament. Oh, you won a 2005. Oh. We were talking about what to tell girls to impress them.
No, we're saving that for later.
Okay, we're saving that for later.
We're going to do a Lori's Sexy Time segment, even though she's not here.
You slip them a dingus, and that's, that's any time that you like.
And then I've been playing the Just Cause 2 demo way too much.
Well, it's out now, so go buy it, you idiot.
I don't have enough money.
They've got
to
a full length
well,
in the store.
Fucking
the
save
game.
Up some money or sell your fucking kidneys. And
I was going.
Well, I've still got to beat FF13 and Pokemon and like 20 other games.
I wanted to buy that right and Red Steel 2, but my car was like, "Hey, I'm gonna break on you. Give me $324 and I'll fix it myself."
That sucks.
Yeah.
What was
it? It fixed itself.
It didn't fix itself. I had to take it to a specialist.
Adam, so
he's out $650 now.
Adam, what character did you use for the Brawl tournament?
Link. Let's see. The first round,
Link.
I was Zelda, and then the second round, I was Ike.
So predictable, Link.
Against the Meta Knight.
Yeah,
you probably got your ass kicked.
Well, I mean, like, I was hoping for a semi-flat level, because, you know, I'm really good with any character, but...
Why didn't you fucking use Meta Knight against the Meta Knight?
Why didn't you use Pikachu?
I was gonna use Pikachu, and that would have been the better decision. It was between him and Ike, but I chose wrong. And then...
I would have... It's
the
Ike
the
and
rules
Pika.
Of the tournament were that like any Argentina. Stage was fair game, even, like, custom stages the people had on their Wii... So, I ended up getting, what is it, the Metroid one from Melee? Is it? But anyways, that level is not made for Ike.
Matt raises a good point.
Boo!
Boo!
Yeah, so next time. Anywho, let's go on to Adam's News Hour.
Okay. I gave you permission.
See. Okay. Well, thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
I'll do it then. Some gaming releases that have come out are God of War 3 and Just Cause 2 for PS3. For 360, we've got Perfect Dark on XBLA and Just Cause 2 as well.
I forgot that I played that, but I haven't really started the game. Matt and I just played a few multiplayer rounds.
Yeah, it's
what,
fun.
Perfect Dark?
Yeah, a Perfect Dark.
Nick never played it on N64.
Oh my god.
Matt's now on the other side
Let's
of the
see.
Room, shouting.
We've got Fragile Dreams, Castlevania for Virtual Console, and Red Steel 2. DS Pokemon came out, and PC Just Cause 2 came out. Some upcoming games we've got WarioWare DIY Showcase, March 28th for DS, and then the next day for Wii. March 30th is Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Rise from the Ashes.
Objection!
GTA 4, The Lost and the Damned 4, PS3 and PC. March 31st is Mega Man 10 for 360, Metal Slug for PS3, and Street Fighter Alpha 3.
And that reminds me, I have like I have the Metal Slug Anthology on Wii that I've never played.
Oh, I didn't know that you had that. Aww. I want to play it.
It's like six Metal Slug games. I played it once.
You guys should go blow shit up.
It's actually pretty fun.
I know, it's great. Like, I played it once, and then I'm like, I'm just never going to play this again.
Dead air.
This is like some dude space over here.
Yeah, it's like dude space.
Yo, a bunch of dinguses!
Anyway.
I sat on my dingus.
Let's talk about...
I hate when you sit on your dingus wrong.
Let's talk about Nintendo.
Okay.
So, the next Nintendo console is going to be quote-unquote innovative. Reggie said...
Dang it!
I don't like innovations.
Reggie said, so all I can tell you is that we will innovate. We will provide something new, something that that the consumer and the industry will look at and say, wow, I didn't expect to see that coming.
Oh, PS3. Why would you expect Nintendo to release a Sony console that's already been out for 4 years?
A PS3 painted white.
It has a blue light instead of a red one.
But yeah, it's not like a white finish. They painted it with like lead paint.
Oh, I see.
Lead paint, okay. So it poisons everyone.
They're just slathered in it. There's paint in all like the USB
ports.
It doesn't
actually work. They just dip
so I found this pretty interesting regarding our video games as art discussion. Miyamoto is quoted as saying, I have never said that video games are an art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miyamoto has said that he doesn't create art.
Well, that's his opinion. He's a retard.
But the same,
What has he ever done?
Kojima says the same thing.
Hold on. Wait one second.
Who is it?
Hello?
Wait 1 second.
Is this one Nick Shively?
Hey, this is Nick Shively. You're on the podcast right now.
Hey, you guys are podcasting.
Can you guys hear that? That's Kyle.
Yeah,
hey,
can
Kyle.
Hey.
I totally planned this. You guys asked me to call in the radio.
I didn't know what you just said, but we are all going to wish you a happy birthday right now, Kyle Daniels.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Happy birthday. All right, stop. Guys, stop. We're going to get sued.
Okay. A very happy birthday. We're so glad you came.
Hold on. Stop.
Happy birthday.
Kyle,
your birthday today.
What did you say, Kyle?
Hey.
Are you coming over to my house?
Hello?
You need to create good radio right now. Are you coming over to Matt's house?
I might.
You need to make up your idea. Right now you're on the airs.
That's not a good enough answer, asshole.
How long have you guys been podcasting?
Not long.
Just come over to my house. You can be in on it. Just bring a splitter.
I'm right now.
Just come over when you're done. Just come over right now. I can't even hear you.
I can't understand you, Kyle. We'll see you when you get here.
Call me on my phone, the better phone, when you're ready to come.
Stop sucking your own dick and get over to their house.
All right, bye. Hey, I believe the preferred term is dingus, Alex.
I'm sorry.
It's politically correct. That's what Barack Obama would say if he was
here. Yeah, so your sentence should have been, stop dingusing your dick and get over here. Wait.
Yes.
Yeah. Messed up.
Just like
happy,
that.
Happy birthday.
Stop. He's Jehovah's Witness today. He's a Jehovah's Witness for the day.
Miyamoto also said that he may be playing with the idea of using the vitality sensor in Zelda. Not to say that there actually doing that. He was just considering the idea in an interview that he had. Also, he said that Pikmin 3 is well underway.
Yay!
Good.
Yay!
Now, if only Pikmin 2
came
out on
Other M. Metroid Other M is supposed to bring all of the plot points from Metroid into one game.
Oh God!
So
into one big cutscene, 12-hour cutscene right in the middle.
That is the game right there. Then we have the Nintendo 3DS. I assume.
Oh,
you guys
yeah, I read
that
this. Great. Why did people like instantly buy that? There was a plain text PDF file going around that said, "Hello, this is from Nintendo. The 3DS is going to be released next month."
I didn't hear about that.
It said next year. But no, the PDF that you sent everybody. There's nothing on that says that that's official.
It's a plain text file.
Why did Nintendo send
what
out...
What are you talking about?
The PDF that you gave us.
It was on the board. Maybe he didn't post it. Maybe somebody else did.
The PDF that I posted?
Somebody posted a PDF.
Somebody posted a PDF
something you
that said that it was from Nintendo of America. And they were saying exactly what you said, basically.
And it was posted on every single video game blog. As news.
It's on our board?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Oh, my God, Adam.
I didn't post it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It was right
about.
After you.
That's why everyone's talking about this, because this PDF went around. It says, like, this is from Nintendo. You get a 3DS. And it's a plain text file.
Yeah, it comes out next year.
It looks like it's a piece of paper.
And there's no Nintendo logo on it at
it's
all.
It's not even signed.
It's not even signed by anybody
it's
from
nothing.
Nintendo.
But everyone's posting it as news.
Okay.
You saw this, right,
I
Alex?
Don't know what... I don't know what
yeah,
this is,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, look it up.
You're on a computer right now, Adam. Come on.
No, cut...
3DS...
Cut this
PDF.
Part out of the podcast while you look for the PDF.
No, leave it in. The people need to know. Anyway, in other gaming news, Nintendo's releasing a new stupid kitty console. It's only going to play Miley Cyrus. Except she's almost 18. It's going to be hot.
Nice.
That's the adult...
Okay. So I'll look this up later. I don't know what you guys are talking about with your PDF mumbo-jumbo. But the 3DS has been officially announced. Am I correct?
No!
No?
No, it has not.
No, it hasn't.
That PDF was the quote-unquote official announcement.
Huh.
But there's no proof that it's from
Maybe
Nintendo.
Maybe if you do a little research into your stories, Adam, instead of having a stupid news hour...
Whatever.
How about the only part
up.
You care about is the Adam part, not the news part. You're not very professional.
It's the Adam rumor hour, and it goes on for
well,
3 hours.
Let's talk about this unconfirmed.
I heard
rumor
that Jogo
that
Labs is dating Miyamoto.
No way.
I heard they touch dinguses every morning before tea.
Do you have something to back that up with, or are you just...
Yeah, I have a PDF.
If you...
Oh, do you? Okay.
If they
well,
touch,
then it must be true,
hold
right?
Hold on. Uh-huh. If they touched dinguses, would their dingus holes create, like, a vacuum and they could get stuck together?
They're not, like, two shop vacs.
I don't think that's how it works.
yeah, that's how it works.
No, it works.
Is there a suction on your dingus?
Well, I mean, they're the holes. There's got to be...
Well,
there's
an inner vacuum.
No, it would make that...
It creates a black hole. It
would
creates
make
a singularity
that sound.
Between the two dinguses.
It would make... It's going to make the sound that
hold
Darth
on.
Vader's helmet
that's
does when it goes
on his
head.
That's what the Large Hadron Collider is. You put them together, and then they get... And then it creates a
and
black hole.
And it makes that sound that Darth Vader's helmet does when he puts it on.
What the Large Hadron Collider does, it fires a particle so quickly, and in the end of the tunnel is a man with his ass...
A dingus.
With the dingus, with his ass sticking out towards you, towards the gun.
Wait, where did you guys hear about this? Is this
official?
Official?
Oh, there was a PDF on it.
Oh, okay. It's gotta be real.
Send around to all the science communities in the world.
I'm gonna make a PDF of just a bunch of rumors and send them around to all the video game blogs now. The next 360,
okay.
It's gonna be free. It's
fart-powered PS4s. You heard it here. Methane gases out of our buttholes.
Well, that will be the day
that I die. Alright, keep going.
Anyways, so... The 3DS is supposed to be an entirely new handheld. It's going to play quote-unquote 3D games without the use of glasses. It's going to be backwards compatible with the DS and the DSi.
Can you play
the
Abaddon
release
on
window?
It?
Can you play Avatar on it?
That Avatar.
Is a good question. Talk to Jimmy James Cameron about it.
I will. I'll at our brunch tomorrow.
Just call him up and say, hey, we want Avatar on the 3DS. And he'll be like, okay, I'll do it just for you, Nick.
And then he'll be like, gotta have tits.
Mm-hmm. The release window is supposed to be April 2010 to
release
March 2011.
To the walls!
More details are going to be at E3, and it will be playable at E3. So, unbeknownst to me, this is unconfirmed.
We'll find out. We'll find out if it's for reals in May.
Yeah, we'll see. Company called VDIGI released an upscaler core that upscales the Wii's 480p to 1080p for your HDTVs. Of course, HDTVs, most of them at least, already do that by themselves. So, not sure what kind of news that is.
Yeah, thanks for reporting that.
Shit, asshole.
Nope.
Hey,
no problem.
Adam, I think you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Nick.
Assholes make sure.
Netflix sent out discs today for the Wii. So, people should be getting Netflix discs on Friday.
Cool.
Sony! PS Home now has over 12 million players worldwide.
Wait, did you say Netflix for Wii? I wasn't paying attention.
Yes, he was.
I did say Netflix for Wii.
How's that going to work?
You put the disc in.
Oh, like the PS3 one?
Yeah.
Like the PS3
I've been
one,
using my PS3
one
a lot, and it's really great.
Well, that's good. Now you can use your Wii as well. You can watch two movies at the same time.
Oh.
In different rooms!
Mm-hmm.
In the same room. Picture in picture.
You can actually, on Netflix, you can only have two movies going at the same time on streaming.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found that out because my brother was watching two movies at the same time in his room.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that jerk.
And I was like, hey, I'm going to watch some IT Crowd at night. And
why was he watching two movies at the same time?
Because he's
two pornos, one on either side of the room, and then he sits in his computer chair and spins around in a circle and he gets to catch the... All right, keep going.
If he spins fast enough, it'll be in 3D, too.
Whoa!
Oh, that's how they're going to do it. That's how they're going
to
do it.
Exactly.
You have to have two TVs.
And you have to spin around.
All right. Yoshinori Kitase, who is the FF13 producer, said if they were to make a direct sequel to 13, they would focus on the story and focus on polishing the mechanics that already exist in 13.
Okay, cool.
Yes!
Yes.
It'll take another 7 years. Awesome.
Also, Motomo Toriyama, who is the director for 13, says that he would like to remake Final Fantasy
VII. Good for
him.
Oh my god. You say this every week.
It's different every week. There's always news. I think I'm going to start a new segment.
No, can you start a different podcast called Who Cares About Final Fantasy Podcast?
I will start another podcast called Final Fantasy Update. Yeah, the Sephiroth podcast. Let's see. So there was a cut ending from God of War 3, but they say that if they were to put it back out as DLC, it would be free. So that's kind
of
good.
What would the ending be? Like, he becomes the God of War?
No.
Oh, wait, that already happened.
No.
He
fights other gods.
Yeah, he becomes the Lord of Lords.
He does that already.
He becomes
though.
Jesus.
The King
no,
of
no,
Kings.
No, he fights other
Heavy Rain Pat.
Oh no, he becomes the King of Queens.
Kevin James. Kratos.
There's a Heavy Rain patch on the way, and that's going to fix the
Madison's patch
that the game has. Yeah. I don't think it'll fix that one.
Oh, because she's trying to quit smoking.
Did you guys see the clip of Shelby's voice actor in the movie?
No. What movie?
There was... I'm not sure what the movie is called.
It's the one with Clive Owen and Jennifer Aniston?
Bounty Hunter.
No, it's a...
Anyways, he plays basically the exact same part that he played in Heavy Rain.
Jumanji.
So he's a detective. He's got the exact... Yeah. That was it. He plays a detective. He's got the exact same clothes on. He has the exact same mannerisms. And it's pretty funny to watch because like he moves exactly the same as Shelby does in the game. So if you haven't seen that,
so basically just waddles.
If you're Shelby in the game, you're Shelby for real.
Ooh, I like that. That's a new tagline. Did you play the taxidermist, Adam?
Not yet.
Did you notice that? Like, I guess the voice actress for Madison is really weird.
I did not play it yet.
She doesn't do the same voice.
Okay.
And you'll see.
She does a heavy Russian accent.
The dialogue looks so bad, and her voice sounds so weird.
She goes, "Hello,
my I think it's the same actress. But I'm not sure.
Oh, speaking of Madison.
Oh, gosh. What is going on? Everybody is calling me.
Nick's sister's calling him.
Ooh. All right. Let's see. What else? Did you guys see the PS Move tech demo where they did like the Minority Report kind of thing?
Yeah.
They hit somebody with a six stick?
I mean,
no.
And everybody in the audience threw up.
What he did, like, the guy had two moves, and he would, like, create windows in 3D space and, like, move them around, move them back
and forth.
Here's
the thing about Move.
They could have, like, different things on them. The part I thought was cool that, like, was that he could, like, bend these windows so, like, they were a piece of paper.
No.
But, I mean, like, what?
Yeah. So, Matt, what were you... Sorry.
Here's the Move would be exciting to me if the Wii didn't already exist, and I got to see that... All the cool tech demo stuff they're showing won't apply itself to games because nobody's going to make good games for it. So, like, unless there's some really great games, like, the Wii is basically the same technology, and they had a lot of cool tech demos on the Wii, too, and a lot, like, I got excited for the possibilities of the Wii that haven't really happened
yet. I can't see them using...
Because not a lot of people
like
take advantage
that,
of it.
They've already... I think they can already do that for the Wii, right? If they decide to,
I mean, it doesn't
not really,
I mean, I could see them doing the Minority Report thing with two Wiimotes.
Yeah, what's up?
I mean, people have already done that, like random
well, I mean,
people.
But
the
point is, like, why do you
that?
Need to be able to manipulate something like that for a game system?
It's not. They're just showing it off.
I don't
it's
know. Not,
yeah,
it's
but
cool.
It's useless. It's such a waste.
But that's the thing is that no. It is, but it's something that the Wii can't do. You couldn't do that with
the
Wii.
Space,
you
not
can,
as well.
Not
that's
as
the
well,
thing. You can still
you
do it. I don't think they could do it as well.
But I don't know. I think that the Move is extremely impressive. It is what everybody wanted the Wii Remote to be, and I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand the backlash at all. I understand, but I mean, I don't want to have to pay the extra. Like,
well, I could
bucks.
Definitely see. I could definitely understand the backlash. Number one, the guy called the Wii. I forgot what. He called it a lollipop, and now they actually have a Move system that looks like a fucking lollipop.
That looks
like
a lollipop.
They blatantly are ripping off Nintendo, right?
Everybody rips off everybody.
No.
It's success. Blatantly. I mean, did everybody call out ripping off when the Xbox 360 or the Xbox came out?
Ripping off. It was a standard console. When the Xbox came out, it was just a standard console that everybody did.
But the motion control is becoming standard. Everybody's getting motion controls.
To have a game... To have not only motion control, but to have basically a Wii Sports and repackage it with a different name, that's blatantly ripping a company off.
For a different fan base with better graphics. I don't have any problem with it existing. I'm not going to buy it for that reason. If there's an incredible game that comes out with it, maybe I will.
Are we still arguing about the Move? Do we have to argue about the Move every time?
Yeah.
Now? Until it comes out.
Wait, you guys argue about
whatever.
This last time?
If a good game...
It's
if a great game
yes.
if a great game comes out, then that's really takes
right.
use
I mean,
of it. Then I'll buy it.
It's a good technology that is driving the market, and I'm excited to see what becomes of that. Like, I don't really care who makes it as long as they make good stuff with it.
I don't think they're going to make good stuff with it, and the cost is it's $100 for both the camera and how many of the controllers?
One.
One of them. But how much are the controllers by themselves?
They haven't announced it yet, I don't think.
Because the eye is already like $50. The eye was actually cheap.
Yeah, I think it's like 20 or 30.
The eye by itself was like $20.
Mm. Well,
so if it's $100 for you're
but
talking
about. They're not forcing it down your throat. What? They're not saying every single game from now on has to have this control.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But the problem with that is when you don't force something on the consumer, you sort of make it a fringe, right? The same thing happened with the PlayStation 2i.
Yeah,
right?
It's what it is.
The iToy. It basically ends up being a peripheral that some people use, but not a whole lot of people use.
Yeah.
And some people really like it. Some people really like it.
Exactly. So it's not affecting the people that don't like it. I don't understand the people who are like, man, Sony, down in the dumps, I'm not going to buy any of their systems ever.
Well,
like,
but the thing
stupid.
Is, it's not down in the dumps, but the thing is that it does seem like Sony is...
Of course they are. They're trying.
And I mean, they've been trying to do this.
Everybody
for a while.
Is. I mean, the Natal. The Natal is stupider. I think.
Yeah. No.
Natal is definitely.
Why aren't people making fun of that more? I mean,
because I think no the, because
it doesn't
Sony
look like a Wiimote.
Well, no, Sony
who cares?
Was actually
it looks retarded. But
it's not that the system is bad.
No,
that the controls are bad.
Here's
it's
the thing: is that the Move Sony has. We've seen how it works on the Nintendo, so that's why some people are getting excited. They're like, "Oh, cool! It'll be like the Wii, but with better graphics and a little more intuitive." With the Natal, there's nothing but gimmick there. Nothing.
Well, no, it's already a gimmick. Sony had come out blatantly and said, what Nintendo is doing is a waste of our time. It's
everybody
not
puts their
business.
Foot in their mouth. When they saw all the dollar signs...
No, well, that's... No, that's... And that's exactly why people are sort of outraged, because they're catering to this other group.
But the... Sony but why Sony, should they be outraged? They're a company. They're not like your best friend who said, oh, I'll never smoke crack, and then started smoking crack.
That's why
they're
Sony
a business.
Gets, Sony... That's why Sony gets criticized.
I never
it has
crack.
Every reason to get criticized. Everybody has a reason... Everybody has a right to actually criticize it for the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Now,
they're a company. Now, companies put their foot in their mouth all the time.
Yeah, you shouldn't care. That the point you're making is people shouldn't care. And I agree with you. People shouldn't care. But let's face it. When Sony comes out and says 2 years ago, this is a waste of our time, this isn't going to affect our business, nothing's going to happen, and then they come out with something that looks exactly like the competitor, you guys will be like, okay, this is fucking ridiculous. And that's, I think that's what most people are. That's what most people are. Most gamers, quote unquote, are upset about. Now it's good for gaming. I agree with you. The fact that the technology is moving is great. But Sony, like you said, right, blatantly has gotten its foot caught in its mouth.
Yeah, they've done that.
So that's what people are criticizing.
Yeah, but
they're not criticizing the technology. They're criticizing that
most people are criticizing the technology.
We argue about the Move every time. Can we just stop arguing?
Yeah, I agree.
Can we just all love one another?
Yep.
Okay, I love you, Nick.
But we're all on the same page. I don't think any of us are going to buy it until there's something worth buying it for.
So. Not for $100. If you're already paying $300 for a system and you're paying another $100 for just one controller,
yeah,
and the demos are showing...
They'll package it with a game that requires it. That'll be a big selling game.
Probably,
no,
but I think
you have to package the iToy with it too.
They might. You never know.
$1,000.
But the iToy. Well, how
I mean,
much is the iToy by itself?
No, with the Move and the iToy, it's $100.
I'm just saying, how much is the iToy in itself? Okay.
Is it $50?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if they package it, you never know. You never know. We'll see.
$1 million for a Move.
I doubt there's going to be anything this generation that'll be worth it. But if they carry it over into their next console, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be several years before the next console, anyway.
The move didn't work. It's gonna fail. But let's see what's next on the list.
No, but it's not.
All right. Kingdom Hearts 3. Its release will depend on Final Fantasy 13 Versus. It's already being worked on, along with two other games, one of which may be released this year. You guys having fun with your Nerf guns?
Yeah, my Nerf gun is breaking. Or
that
something's
sucks.
Wrong with one of the darts, I think.
Did you guys ever have a secret shot?
No.
Those were great.
Yeah,
the one that had,
thanks, Alex.
You could shoot out of the
yeah,
handle.
Out of the bottom.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Except once you use it once, everyone's expecting it.
Aw,
I don't know, but the what was the handgun, the sharpshooter?
That sounds right.
We all have
that was like the best one, just because that thing fucking hurts. Like, you get shot with that close range, you're fucked.
Dead. All right, Microsoft.
Next topic.
Mass Effect 2 DLC is going to be about 90 minutes long. It's going to talk a little bit about Earth and what happened there. And BioWare says that you will eventually be able to go to Earth, not in this DLC. And they didn't say when it will happen, but it will.
No, they just said now. You can live in Earth. You can be there in real life.
Yeah, there you go. You know, just don't play the game and you will be on Earth. And there you go. Microsoft put out a new patent that will allow players to automatically choose to download missing DLC when they're invited to a game that requires that missing DLC. Not sure.
Wow, that's an amazing thing. They let you spend their money.
Right.
Their money. No, your money.
I think it's just one of those little
Everybody's
updates
money.
That makes some things easier.
Yeah, I guess.
That way you know exactly what you're missing and you don't have to weed through all the DLC.
Yeah, I love when Halo made the multiplayer packs mandatory to play any multiplayer modes.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the 300 Microsoft points from Bungie?
No.
For playing? Yeah. So you got that if you played Halo 2 on your 360.
Why didn't anybody tell me?
I didn't get it.
I don't have Halo 2.
I do.
Will got it, but I did not, and it made me sad.
Will I am.
He got it. All right, next. Joystick says that USB devices are going to be able to serve as 360 storage devices by the spring.
Up to 16 gigs, though, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's up. It does have a limit.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I guess it's better than nothing. Better than the 512 little memory card they give you.
Yeah, exactly.
They sell for like $20.
I thought it was more expensive than that.
It was $40.
Hmm.
All of their add-ons are way overpriced.
Yeah.
Like the wireless card.
Yeah, is that still $100?
Yes.
Jesus. That's crazy. Alright, so people in Japan were kind of worried about Natal, since everything in Japan is smaller, including rooms and houses. They thought they wouldn't have enough space to use Natal effectively, but Microsoft has come out and said that Natal adjusts to the amount of space you have. So, no need to worry for those of you who live in Japan. Or really small dorm rooms or whatever.
Yeah. Don't worry, you can buy their stupid product anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Did you guys play The Game Room? It came out today.
No, we didn't.
My 360's broken. Shut up.
Well, Nick's isn't broken. Is it?
No, mine's not broken. I just beat Mass Effect 2.
Good.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Alright, so that came out today. I played it for like 5 minutes. I couldn't figure out how to play games on it. All I did was organize some stuff and make my room kind of pretty.
Is it basically home?
No, it's not. I mean, from what I can tell, like, it gives you a room that you can look at. It's got like 12 different sections that, like, you can rotate the camera and look at. Like, there's no character, no 360 avatar that you can move around, from what I can tell, unless I totally missed something.
I thought
but,
that
like,
was the point.
What I was doing, right? Me too. But what I was doing is, like, there's three different stories. Each story has four different rooms, and, like, you can decorate each room. And that's what I was doing. So I don't know. But it comes with achievements, which is kind of cool. So I got three achievements in, like, 2 minutes for decorating stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, let's see. 360 avatar clothes for Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing includes a Shenmue costume.
Shenmue.
So that may be interesting.
Yeah,
where
do you
some people? A come from?
Huh?
It's Shenmue.
Shenmue.
Oh, sorry. Shenmue. Doesn't it have an E at the end?
Yes.
No. Yeah, but it's
not
nope.
Shenmue.
That's pretty cool.
I've never heard anybody say Shenmue.
I got a Perfect Dark t-shirt for playing a multiplayer round.
Really? For free?
Yeah.
Wait, sweet.
You can get some Shenmue clothes for the Avatar store.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll go to home as well.
No.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Why do you doubt that?
I don't know.
Yeah, what if it does? That could actually be cool.
Because they've been adding stuff to home constantly now.
Really?
Yeah, because they have sales now in their stores.
Like discount sales?
Yeah, discount sales. Like I got, you can buy shirts.
Like instead of 20 cents, it's 10 cents?
Basically. No, you know how like some of the shirts used to be like $1.50?
Yeah.
They're 25 cents now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So I got a whole new outfit for a buck.
Cool.
But my character still looks retarded because the facial features. Your bottom lip is always jutting out really far.
They need to just make like
a new character creation.
Cartoon masks that you can wear.
They
so
need
you'll
well,
look
they
like
need,
an avatar or a me.
They need to look into fixing that the facial features and stuff like that.
They just give you way too many options.
No, they don't.
That.
They don't give you enough, and most of them just distort
you
your character. Yeah.
Or they just make it too complicated.
Because your upper lip is always like it's like ascended, and it looks ridiculous. And I don't know. I think the people who made APB should handle the character creation.
All right. Molyneux was discouraged by how many people did not experience a lot of the stuff in Fable 2. One of those apparently was that he wanted players to change the character's clothes. Nobody did that. So in Fable 3, the in-game butler is going to encourage you to do just that. He's going to say, hey, change your clothes, you dirty old person.
Oh, like that he wanted you to change your clothes every day?
I guess. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know, because it was a feature in the game and apparently nobody used it.
Yeah, because nobody uses it if it's useless. Is it useful?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Okay, so if it's not useful, why fuck use it? Why the fuck use it?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? Ask Bonu.
Did the people just not buy costumes and wear them? Or, like, get new clothes for their characters?
No, I mean, there's only one place you could buy clothes and there weren't that many options.
Oh, that sucks.
But they were cool.
There were a lot of like clothes that NPCs were wearing that you couldn't get.
I don't know. Remember, wasn't I looking for a hat?
A top hat. And you could never find the top hat.
Nice.
Not
also,
nice.
Also, not nice. I'm sorry.
No, I'll play the game again.
Also in Fable 3, it's going to be episodic. So there's going to be one full game, and then after that's released, they're going to release additional episodes as DLC.
That's cool.
Cool. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll see.
Well, I mean,
you never know.
Look
with
what happened with Half-Life. We're still waiting for Epic. That might never happen.
Yeah, but that's Valve.
No, but Valve does.
Valve
but let's put this
promises,
way: it's taken them a long time.
True.
If it's taken them a long time, it's going to take Molyneux never.
To life.
Like this is Molyneux never follows through with his promises, right?
That's true.
So.
Yeah. Well, no, he releases games.
You can change your clothes.
They happen.
He just wants them to be life-changing events.
Yeah. EA plans to charge for what people are saying is going to be a long game demo. The game demos would be $10 to $15, and they would serve as a cheap marketing campaign, according to EA. And then the full games would be released shortly after those demos were.
It's a great idea.
So they're going to charge $20 for a long demo, and then you're going to pay $60 for a game. Yeah,
yep.
That's...
They're basically taking a hint from Gran Turismo, the prologue. Because remember that game?
Nope.
Well, what's the one everybody's waiting for? Gran Turismo 5?
No, the prologue is something you buy. Yeah.
That's exactly what it was, wasn't it?
They're just stupid. They don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're not done with... It's 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not done with Gran Turismo 5, so they released basically what they had finished. As a game called Gran Turismo Prologue.
I don't know.
And they're still not finished with it.
It was supposed to be a launch title.
Right.
What could possibly take that much time to
make... They're making it awesome.
It's gonna suck. Who cares? It's a racing game.
Not
you know what
racing
game looks awesome? Mod Nation Racers.
Yeah.
I have not seen
I
that.
Was looking,
that.
I was looking at a demo or just a video of the level creation. There is no way to build a broken track in that game. It's so incredible. It looks so good.
How would you build a broken track in general?
Well, like, you know, like
you
when
can't
you
dead end yourself.
Like, yeah, you know how like when you were building a roller coaster in Roller Coaster Tycoon, it just wouldn't work.
Sure.
Like there would stuff that would always go wrong. You can't do that. It's like unbreakable because people they've like worked the engine to death. And it looks so cool. And if you are having trouble finishing your track, like if you can't figure out how you can get like from point A to B, like say you want the final leg to connect up to the start, but you can't figure out what the game wants you to do, you can auto finish it and they'll just get it there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
All right. Yoshinori Ono, the producer of Street Fighter IV, would like to work on another Darkstalkers game if he had permission and resources to do it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Darksiders.
Right. Wait, did I say Darksiders?
No, you didn't.
Can you get to some
interesting
news stories?
Batman Arkham Asylum Game of the Year Edition is going to be in 3D.
Nobody cares. I already saw that at PAX, and it didn't look that cool.
All right, then let's talk about our main discussion, which is going to be... game developers, the big ones, what they've done for the industry, do we like them, do we not like them?
We're talking about Peter Molyneux.
Our favorite ones.
Peter Molyneux, he's my favorite because he always delivers on his promises.
The thing is, Peter Molyneux, if he would just go, hey, my game is going to be pretty good, man. Just come look at my game.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, that's a fun game. But instead he's like, in this game you can do everything. It will be the best game ever.
And it's going to change the way you look at video games forever.
Do you think of him as a UE Bowl of video game?
No, because he doesn't release bad stuff.
No, but the thing is, in Fable, here was Fable 1. You're going to go across his whole life. If you plant a tree when you're a kid, it will grow up to be... Or you plant a seed when you're a kid, it will grow up to be a tree when you're an adult. You can do anything. Go anywhere in the world. What we got? A pretty good hack-and-slash fantasy game that was completely linear. And the passage of time didn't make any sense because your character was the only one that aged in the whole game. Fable 2. Here's what he promised. The combat is going to be amazingly dynamic. It only uses one button. But if you say you're standing by a chair, you'll pick up the chair. You'll smash a guy over the head with it. And then when the chair splinters apart, then you'll be able to pick up each individual leg and beat off guys with it. beat back your foes with it. And then when you're done with that, you can hop on the table, press A again. You'll swing from the chandelier. Here's what really happened. You pressed A a lot, just like in the first one, to hit guys with your sword.
Sometimes you swung your sword, sometimes you shot your gun.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yep.
And it was pretty much the first game.
That guy sucks his own dingus way too much, and then he never delivers the goods.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's going to show you guys up with Milo.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think Milo, he's just going to mail out a real kid to you. He'll be like, this is a video game.
Enjoy it.
Milo looks like... why does that have to be a thing?
Is Otis there?
What?
Maybe he'll slow down adoptions from Haiti. I don't know.
Oh.
That hits close to
home. Home! PlayStation Home! You can go to Haiti now. It's a new area.
Oh, God.
Too soon?
Well, okay.
Everyone's
anything
dancing
else about...
there among the runes.
Anything else about Molyneux?
No.
He's good at being foreign to me.
He's made some great games. Populous.
Black and White.
It's a classic. Black and White is actually pretty fun. Fable's fun. Just no groundbreaking. None of my favorite. He hasn't made any of my favorite games.
All right. Who else?
Tim Schafer.
Sure.
There you go.
He,
I got a question about...
What,
one question about Molyneux. Do you think he's actually moved the industry?
No.
No.
I think he tries.
No, as much as he wants, as much as he wants to try to, has he really done anything?
Populous
to
was a very innovative game for its time. I think it really that was probably his best game.
I think not maybe now. Some of his ideas, like other people pick up and actually complete. So in that sense, maybe.
Do you think something like Fallout 3? Because when you see a game like Fallout 3, and I guess it has more of a feel about like the progression of stuff, right? Do you think that gets any inspiration, or do you think if Fable had never come out, Fallout 3 would still exist?
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Totally.
Yeah,
Fable and Fallout have nothing in common.
They might have had
is
more
any
common.
Video games, Nick.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
They're
yes,
both video
you're
games.
Right. Never mind. They both start.
Yeah. With is there any game? Well, I mean, because the one thing that seems to have there's some commonality is like cause and effect, right? If you do something in Fallout 3 later on, there may be some effect to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they wanted it to be. But Fallout 1 and 2 were like that too. So it's just Peter Molyneux has such good ideas, but he has no idea how to make them happen. Oh, but didn't he also do the movies?
Oh, yeah.
Which was probably my favorite of his games. Even though the game part was completely boring, but the actual movie making part was fun.
Okay. Who's next? Stafer?
Tim Schafer.
Chim?
Yeah, Schafer.
Stafer.
Chim Stapner.
Jim Nafer.
Joe Naismith.
You got his name wrong. It's Joey Lawrence. Whoa. Hey, Blossom, get out of that tree. Whoa.
Anyway.
All right, so what has he done?
Tim Schafer, he's done... he did Grim Fandango. He did Psychonauts. He did
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend.
Very good.
Are those
Legend.
Are those all classics? Yes.
He did Poodle Legend.
Which one?
Poodle Legend.
Poodle Legend. Poodle Legend.
It's did, like Nintendogs.
He did Dingus Knox.
Dingus Hero.
All right, so I think, like, out of those, the Grim Fandango ones are probably the most influential.
Grim Fandango was a fun adventure game. I don't know if it's... His writing, like, Tim Schafer, I don't know if... Does he write the games? He must. He's hilarious. And the writing in those games are just amazing. Psychonauts is one of the funniest games I've ever played. Grim Fandango's hilarious. Brutal Legend looks similarly funny.
It's got Brian Posehn in it. I'll buy it.
Yeah, Brian Posehn. It's got Kyle Daniels' favorite, Jack Black. It's Chim Schafer is just a great Chim Schafer. He's a great visionary in the writing department. However, some people think his games are kind of mediocre.
Yeah,
I think
can see that.
Psychonauts is great though.
Mhm.
I'm pretty Poodle Legend.
It was funny.
You guys are not discussing this at all.
I know.
Psychonauts was a great game. Sure.
Psychonauts. Thanks for the input, Alex.
But whatever. Fucking, I need my booze.
Okay, what about this one?
What about Will Wright?
What about Will Wright?
Steven Miyamoto. No, Will Wright.
Will Wright. Let's talk about Will Wright first.
He's done The Sims.
SimCity, The Sims.
The Sims are they currently the highest grossing game?
I think PC game.
Possibly. More like feces game.
I think it's like the best-selling PC game in history, along with multiple sequels. Spore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Spore, not so much.
Spore, not so but much, but Spore is Spore is a great idea, and depending who you talk to, good to bad execution.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about but it. I think say it's good execution.
I think it's a... I haven't played it really much, but a friend of mine said it's great.
Not a lot of people did, though.
I think not a lot of people got past the creature
because
creator.
Because you couldn't do everything that people expected.
That suffers
to be able
from
to
Molyneux
do.
Syndrome.
But no, but
right.
The thing is, it didn't suffer from Molyneux syndrome because it showed everything. He showed off everything you could do, but for some reason, people decided that you should be able to do more, and then were mad when it wasn't in the game.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. Because
he literally showed off the whole game.
Yeah, he showed off there was a 30-minute demo at one point.
Where he showed off every stage.
Yeah, I think part of the problem was that the game came out so late. Like, he showed that demo.
Yeah.
It looked like
it
was almost
out
done.
Later.
And he should have just gotten it out then if he could have, but they were delaying that for quite a long it was another year or two before the game actually came out.
Yeah, that was the problem.
But that was one of the problems.
It suffered from Twilight Princess syndrome. Where people went, oh man, it's going to be the greatest because we decided it was going to be the greatest, and then
it didn't have everything that the fans wanted.
It had these unrealistic expectations of what the game could be.
I guess. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know what I mean.
I mean, to be honest, the concept of the game, while great, I can't imagine it being too much fun after a while. Like, the micromanaging of your spaceship to get resources after a while gets, you know,
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, it does.
That's definitely not for everybody, but, like, making the creatures is probably the biggest draw, right?
Yeah, but then they actually released the expansion pack where you could make your own missions in space and even do, like, third-person shooter things.
Mm-hmm.
But then nobody ever bought that expansion pack, so...
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Well, I think The Sims is much more influential than Spore was.
No, The Sims is... Sims, but the same thing happens to me in The Sims. I love it for, like, a week, and then I go, oh, man, this is just micromanaging the same thing.
Well, do you think that's because you've seen it so many times before?
No.
Like, if you were to play the first Sims without ever playing a game...
Yeah, that's what happened to me with the first Sims. I played it for, like, a week. I was addicted to it. I just played the crap out of it, and then it just got to a point where I'm like, you know what? I'm just doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, I think part of it is just that there's no real goal at the end of it, right?
Yeah.
You end up
living... That's true, yeah.
And the same idea... I guess it's the same idea with SimCity and a lot of the other Sim games.
Yeah, except SimCity... I mean, SimCity, Spore, and Sims all share in common. Then you can just destroy everything you've created, and it becomes a lot more fun.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, after you create something... After you create something, and that's about it, there's no real satisfaction other than you created something. Mm-hmm. There's no end point to the game. The point of the game
right.
is
there's
to...
There's no winning.
Well, the winning is really maintaining something.
But
to make it...
Is,
to
it could be, yeah.
That's sort of it. But then that's sort of, after a while, okay, you maintain something, or who cares?
I think that's the difference between... Like, to me, I'm fine with that. I'm not... I don't regret my purchase of Spore. I don't regret my purchase of The Sims.
Well, I'm not saying anybody would regret it. I think it's just people would get bored of it so quickly.
A lot of people do. Gamers want to have that reward. They want to be chasing something. And, I mean, it's not their fault. That's what they want in video games. But if
you see
more of
a toy... a lot of PC players, like people who play MMOs, are like the opposite of that. Like, they don't necessarily need an end goal.
Yes, they do. What
but,
they're always chasing the next carrot. That's the whole point.
No, I mean, like, once you've reached the max level, I mean, people still play forever.
No,
yeah,
no, but
play
no,
to get better
Matt's
armor
right.
Pack or
Matt's
something.
Right there. Where the MMO is, they constantly do give you another carrot. You get better items. There's something new to get, something to be better than anybody else.
But I mean, people still play even if
no,
they've
they
maxed
don't.
Out.
They
like,
do. Nobody.
Yeah, they do.
No,
nobody
there's there is a large
MMOs.
There is a large drop off happening with World of Warcraft, and there is a point where people are like, "Well, I'm not playing this anymore because I'm getting tired of it." And once they feel
or
like
they
the goal is not there anymore, yeah. Once there's not enough carrots,
That's what they're doing with the big expansion that's happening next, is that they are completely redesigning the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean that they have to in order to keep the user base going. Speaking of developers, why don't we talk about Blizzard?
Let's talk about Blizzard.
Yeah, but they're not... I thought we were talking about people.
Are we talking about people?
I thought we were talking about people.
Yeah, I thought so,
too. I don't know.
Let's talk about people.
Okay,
then.
Joe Blizzard from Blizzard.
Joe.
Hey, oh, hey, what? Oh.
Hey, I'm Joe Blizzard over here! Come take a look at my games! That's what he sounds like.
I got this World of Warcraft! And they got...
It'll knock your dingus in the dirt.
Is that what he sounds like?
That's
yes.
what he always sounds
Joe
like.
Joe Blizzard does sound like a
he's like,
trucker
whoa,
from Long
hey,
Island.
Hey, Blossom, why you wearing all them flowered hats? Whoa.
Hey,
Joey Blizzard.
Joe Blizzard, come take a look. You guys like massively multiplayer online role-playing games?
Forget about it.
Do you guys like real-time strategy with lots of science fiction elements like your favorite games, Aliens from Jimmy James Cameron? Come get it.
Thanks, Joe Blizzard.
Alright, who are we talking about next?
Sid Meier, Civilization. That's the only game he's ever made. Oh, and Pirates.
No, Mark Echo. He made that game about spray painting.
Getting Up, Contents Under Pressure. Woo!
No, what's his name? You know, the
Jimmy
guy,
James Cameron. He makes the games that we watch in a movie theater.
That faggot that made what's like Metal Guys or something like that. Metal Guys Solid.
Oh, Metal Guys, do me a solid.
All right, let's talk about Kojima.
Who? Hideo Kojima.
That guy.
What a fucking asshole.
No, he's a good. He wants to be a movie director.
He needs to make a movie. He has to stop making games. He needs to make a fucking movie.
Exactly.
I think that's what it comes down to. Because I think he makes... Unless he could write... Or unless he makes a game and let somebody else write the story, because his stories don't make any fucking sense.
No,
okay?
What he needs to do is make a movie... Or make a game where somebody else gets to say, hey, maybe we should tell the story through not cutscenes... Every 10 seconds.
Well, I mean, that's sort of like his weakness, isn't it? That's one of his big weaknesses. He's still stuck on showing FMVs. Right?
Yes.
Yes. I thought you were making a statement.
No, I'm asking a question. Like, that's what he does. Like, Western games have sort of gone beyond that, where you tell the story while you're playing the game. And yet you have Metal Gear Solid 4, which apparently the last movie at the end of the game is an hour long. That's sort of, seems a little bit ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
I guess it's entertaining to watch, but it's such a long story, why not involve the player directly?
Well, I mean, I thought that Metal Gear Solid does a good job, though the gameplay's fun, at least. It's not like Final Fantasy, where the gameplay sucks, and you're just playing it to watch the cutscenes. Especially Metal Gear Solid 3. The gameplay was awesome. And,
but I think like Metal Gear Solid 3, there were points in the game I'm thinking, man, I would. Why don't I get to play this part? Like, you don't. There's the one part where you're fighting the boss, and you get your ass handed to
Spoilers.
Fine, whatever. The game's been out for a while.
When you're fighting Boss Hogg.
There's a part where comes in and is the real Origami Killer.
Oh my god. Matt, do you know how much like sensor work I had to do on that last episode?
You couldn't even tell. You couldn't even understand our conversation. Because every time Adam and I would make a point, you would shout the Origami Killer.
What the
shut up!
No!
Oh my god!
I don't even know. I don't even play the fucking game.
It doesn't matter. I still have to censor it.
No, you don't. Just forget about this.
Oh my god!
Leave it in. There'll be a. All
right. What were we talking
about? What if I say?
Shut.
No.
Oh my god.
The Origami Killer.
Oh yeah. What if they say Origami?
Igamori.
Man.
The Igamori Killer.
Let's move on. Are we still talking about Kojima?
Well, I mean, Kojima, yeah, he makes fun games. He just has to not write the story.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. How about...
Shigeru Miyamoto!
No, not yet.
No.
How about... Because
he hasn't made any
Fumito
good games.
Ueda.
Who?
Fumito Ueda, the person from Team Ico.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't really know if
guy.
He's a nice guy.
Does he have a singular vision, though? Like, I imagine that's more of a company than a guy with a vision.
What do you mean?
Like, I never knew there was a guy from Team Ico. I thought it was just a team that made games.
No, it's a guy who is in charge of the team.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's the head
about.
Of Sonic Team?
Let's look it up.
It's just somebody with Down syndrome.
Head of Sonic Team.
It's a furry with Asperger's.
Sonic Team.
Furry. Oh, that's great. That's good stuff. I'm really comfortable right now, but I'm like a mile away from the microphone.
Yeah, I can tell.
No, we can hear you fine.
Hey, listeners, this is Nick reporting from the other side of the bedroom. Over here, there's a futon, and I have a Nerf revolver called the Maverick. Adam, did you find out who the head of Team Sonic is?
Yeah, the founders, there's three of them, is Yuji Naka, Naoto Oshima, and Harukazu Yoshihara.
All right, those guys are a bunch of dinguses. I hate them, and I don't support their games.
Do you think Sonic is going to show his dingus in the next game? Shonik the Jewish Chuck?
Shana na na na.
Shana na 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 na. Shana
na 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 na. We're the kids in America.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right.
Enough of that. I don't know.
Who's going to be your favorite game developer in the future?
Joe Blizzard!
Me.
I am saying whoever creates Dingus Hero. Or a game that has Dingus in the title. Like, Dingus goes to Washington, Mr. Dingus, Mr. and Mrs. Dingus.
Dingus's last stand.
Weekend at Dingus's, Dingus at Bernie's, Bill and Dingus.
Is it about a dead Dingus? That
yeah. Bill and Dingus's Excellent Adventure.
Wait, no, isn't that Dingus
and
Dingus's
Excellent
Adventure?
No, it would be Dildal and Dingus's Bogus Journey.
Oh, no.
Oh,
are you gonna make a a Dingus rap?
Oh god, I don't have the time.
Everybody's got time for Dingus.
Dingus,
you guys,
Dingus,
you guys
Dingus.
Make it. Yeah, there
wait,
you go.
Oh,
you
oh,
make
wait,
it instead of
what about
of
Dingus versus Dingus?
What about Dingus
Kramer
versus Dingus?
Kramer?
Yeah,
Kramer versus Dingus.
Dinger versus Sever. Dinger.
All right, how about Dingus. Hironobu Sakaguchi, the creator of Final Fantasy.
A Dingus on Elm Street.
Yeah, I figured
Final Fantasy is a game
that.
For dinguses.
Well, wait, actually, he's moved on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
making
he's
what,
not so
like,
bad.
Last
but, I mean,
Fantasy
he did start this Wii? Franchise that has gone on
what
for,
is
like,
what
like,
has he made? What was the last thing he
years.
Made?
Let's look.
When are we going to have the Why'd first female developer...
Actually, the last Final
Ooh,
Fantasy
Jade
game
Raymond.
He made was 10, right?
When are we going to have...
Guys, Jade Raymond from Ubisoft, so hot.
She's going to be the Sarah Palin of video games?
She's producer.
Yeah, the last one he worked on was 10.
What's he done
Actually,
since
that looks,
then?
Actually, that looks like the last game he's worked on.
Oh. He's probably just sitting back and raking in the monies.
Huh.
Maybe he got a job as a tester. Like, he had to go on a reality show and compete against a bunch of other people.
Yeah, right?
Because that's the coveted job in the video game industry.
Tester.
Of course. Testers. Play video games all days while cameras look at you and, you know.
Not just play video games.
You get mad at the people who sit next to you and, like, yell at them and throw your controllers at them and, you know, pick up TVs and smash them over your head.
That too. Or you could just play the same 15 minutes of a game that's super buggy.
Sure.
I worked with a guy who used to be a game tester, and he said it was the worst job he's ever had.
He said
that everybody around him smelled so bad. And
my work.
Like, they are all, like, the nerdiest of nerds, he said. Like, they're not the kind of nerds that you could talk to about, like, movies and stuff. They're the kind of nerds that only know the plot arc of Evangelion and how to LARP. So.
Sweet. My kind of guys.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, how about Miyamoto?
No, that guy sucks, Dingus.
Oh, well, don't say that.
Okay, who created Yoshi's Island?
Let's look.
No, don't. That was kidding.
The creator of Yoshi's Island.
Wait, who created Invader Zim?
Oh, Jordan Vasquez.
That guy's my favorite video game developer.
Oh, I like Joe Mab from Darksiders.
Ooh. Harold Ramis.
Year one.
Let's see, the designer for Yoshi's Island was Takeshi Tezuka.
Okay, yeah, that guy. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
No, okay, let's talk about Miyamoto. That dude has consistently made incredible games.
He is considered the father of video games, modern video games.
I agree. Did he have anything to do with Wii Music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I hate him.
That was his idea.
I hate him. He's dead to me.
I haven't actually tried Wii Music, though.
I have.
What if it's really
It's still $50.
I think the thing is, he has a lot of ideas, and the thing is, anybody that has a lot of ideas, a lot of them are going to be bad.
Hey, what's up? We're still podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, so...
You can't win them all.
You can't win them all, but a lot of times, sometimes the experiments work. And the thing is, he focuses more on the game than the story, which I always liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people are against that.
The thing is that he does, like, actually experiment with stuff, which is always
good. Like drugs, like LSD, he experiments with it.
Like sucking
He probably did shrooms when he was fucking making Mario.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, I hate you for saying that. Every retard ever has said that. Dude, Miyamoto must have been puffing some crazy token weed.
Hey, look. Puffing some crazy token weed. Fucking blame Matt.
They're high when they're saying
it. Matt was the one that brought this up. So blame Matt.
I was joking, too!
No, you weren't.
We were all joking, listeners.
We were all fucking joking.
In reality, he was just snorting coke off of Dangus's, and that's how he came up with the idea for Pikmin.
Oh, there you go.
It was originally called Dickman. Then he started smoking that herb, and he's like, man, I should make a game about plants. Oh. And then he came up
with mushrooms with feet.
He was smoking.
Oh,
this,
for Pikmin.
Yeah, he was smoking this weed, and he's like, oh, man, these things look like they're alive, all this weed. I'm going to make Mario Galaxy.
He speaks in English.
when he's high, he speaks English. He talks like Snoop Dogg.
Nice.
He and Snoop Dogg are best buds.
Buds.
For all you listeners out there, Matt and I turned to each other and our eyes were wide open when we said buds.
With arms wide open.
With eyes wide open. Under the dingus.
Well, the dingus in our
heart. Welcome
this to podcast
this
has gone
grace.
Nowhere fast.
I'll show you my dingus.
Yeah, let's get
it's gone very Creed. Very.
Are we done with... This topic.
Okay, Miyamoto's great. We don't need to suck the dude's dingus. Everybody loves him.
Let's go. All right, that was
email.
Topic fail.
Brad Taylor says, sup guys, I love your show. I started listening yesterday, which was 8 days ago. So 9 days ago he started listening. Good job.
10 days
Anyways, I'd like to date Morrigan from Darkstalkers. And the items I'd like are the Chaos Emeralds from Sonic. Or Dante's ebony and ivory guns, because they don't run out of ammo. By the way, I'm half black and half white, like half an Oreo.
I'd just like to point out
half an Oreo is still black and white.
It would be
it's double
a fourth
black
of an
or
Oreo.
White. It's double black.
Half
because
an Oreo
see,
would be black or white. You have to pick.
Well, there's
Wait,
three
which
parts
half?
To an
does
Oreo.
He, does he mean when you screw the Oreo apart and then you have a white side and a black side?
Oh, that's
maybe.
True.
But what happens if he unscrews it and he's the other side, the one that's just the black cookie?
Okay, so I'm looking at Morrigan from Darkstalkers.
Oh, jeez. Boner alert, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to look up some cosplay.
Ooh.
Speaking of boner alert, why don't we go on to our next email?
That one.
So, Deanie D has sent us an email. He says, "Sup, guys. Deanie D here again. Just caught myself up with the podcast, went back and listened to them from the start. I don't know why you guys keep saying that you've peaked. Did we ever say that?"
Yes.
No, I thought we said that we peaked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm going to go back to the last one. Morrigan from Darkstalkers, great idea. If you look some of this cosplay up.
Her hips are a little too childbearing for me. Those are thunder thighs by all means.
I like it. I'll take it.
Go to the Japanese girl who was cosplaying as her.
There isn't one.
Yes, there was.
In my opinion, you've been consistently good since the beginning, which is surprising. Just to throw out a couple of things. Oh, my God. Just to throw a couple of things I'll throw out in this email. I don't know why people say Alex is boring. He brings a certain something to the podcast, and I think people are confusing his monotonous speech with boring. Hey, Nick. How are you?
I'm good.
You are one of the funniest guys on the podcast, and are definitely overshadowed by Laura being a girl and Adam being the quote-unquote host. Underrated, in my opinion. Keep up the funny business. I love harps and tarps. Matt,
I came up with, he'll get into your, steal your heart.
But I came up with harps
and
tarps.
Yeah, but my slogan, first let me address
this. It's inspired by
Thanks,
the story.
Thanks, man. I love you, guy. I thought that I was well-liked, so underrated kind of hurt my feelings. But that's okay. All right, keep going with the email.
Matt, I honestly thought you guys were joking about the whole Gamer Grub theme song, but man, oh man, when did the Gamer Grubbers go on tour?
When do the Gamer Grubbers go on tour? And that is next summer.
There you
go. Request them in your town.
Attached to something that I think Alex and Matt will enjoy, since you've been asking for it for a long ass time, from what I can tell.
It's about
fucking
time.
I'm not much of an artist, but I put some time into it, and I hope you enjoy the final product. Well, thanks for reading. Cheers. So what Deanie D was referring to is a picture he has drawn of Matt and Nick Eiffel Tower.
No, Alex, what? Alex, not me. I'm not in that.
Well, it doesn't really look like me.
Nick is obviously taking the picture.
But I'm not a brown little Asian schoolboy.
And me neither.
Well, he could be. He's never seen you before.
I thought there was a picture of
me. That's
not me.
That's Alex. That's Alex.
Well, isn't Alex taller than Matt?
Oh my gosh, are you serious? The whole time, I had nothing to do with that fan art.
Yeah. Wait, Alex is taller All right,
so
than me.
It's a picture of Alex and Matt. Eiffel
I think
towering,
I have a bigger
Ash's
penis
mom.
Than Matt does in this picture.
They're Eiffel Towering Ash's mother in Paris. It's what Matt
in
and
front
Alex
of the
have been
Eiffel
asking
Tower.
For forever, and they got it.
And I am currently masturbating to that picture.
Thank you so much, Deanie D.
Deanie D is
Job
the greatest
well
person, greatest listener of all time.
Yeah, who
you,
wants to one-up him?
Got a pretty, you will be. He's got a pretty nice signature down at the bottom.
Are we going to put out a call for a new fan art now? Now that we've done it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to give him something, Matt? Didn't you promise? Like,
oh, that's right,
from,
yeah.
PAX?
Oh, yeah, Deanie D, send your contact info.
Send your contact info to me.
It's a good mistake.
And I'll send you a special
gift. No, it's
gift.
Not. Matt is going to give him Age of Conan.
No.
Age of
that's
Conan.
What you said.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's right. Lord of the Rings Online.
I give you Lord of the Rings Online. I'll draw you a picture. I'll do whatever. Request something from me. I'll even write you a song if you want.
Oh, a new Gamer Grubbers cut.
There you go.
Deanie D, whatever. Email me or email the podcast at wtpodcast@gmail.com. Email me what one thing you really want me to do, and I'll do it for you.
That's incredible.
Anything. Anything.
Anything.
You will do it. All right, so that's all our emails for this week.
That's true. What's our new fan art call out? Do we need to think about one?
We'll get back to you next week.
It's us Eiffel Towering somebody else's mom.
The Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty Eiffel Towering.
Ash.
Do we really want that?
No, we don't want that.
Ash from the game trailer series, What You Playin' Ash.
Oh, Alex, you know what we forgot?
What?
Is Laura's sexy time.
Who cares?
Yeah, she's not here.
She doesn't...
You don't want to go over that?
No.
Because she doesn't want to go over it. We'll wait for Laura.
She's never going to be on this fucking show ever again.
All right, Laura, Alex has got some lady troubles. We need your help.
Yeah, you have to come... You have to be on this fucking show for once.
Next week,
look,
we'll go over Laura's sexy
time. I don't care.
Time.
Laura, I don't care if your friend broke her leg. She could be in on this show, and if she's hot, I would have hit on her.
Yeah. If okay.
If she was fat, she wasn't. No.
Guys, as always, here's the fan art. Take an artful picture of yourself naked, if you are a lady over 18, and send it to wtpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
And if you're a dude, send those pictures to Zelda Universe Podcast.
All right. So with that, I think we're going to finish.
I just finished.
Go to our website, at tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. As Matt said, you can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter, Zelda WT Podcast. And our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast. And if you find us on iTunes, please rate and review us. Tell us how awesome we are, because we like that.
All right, everybody, until next time. Dingus, 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 dingus.
See you guys.
Dingus.
See you next week. Good night.
Jam.
Is the best.
Guys, I have horrible news.
What?
The Perry Bible Fellowship website is offline.
What? It
doesn't exist anymore.
It's gone.
Oh, shit. Wait.
See a picture of
I've been checking it almost daily since he stopped doing the comics, hoping for a new one, and now it's gone.
Oh, shit, no.
I am putting this Nerf gun up to my head, and I'm going to take my life. Ow.
Shit.
All right, are we starting this podcast?
I'm putting my
yes, let's get the fuck started. Okay.